I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
Hariom, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a very interesting show in store for you this evening, jam-packed with lots of information. And I'd also like to say, Ce faci România, to all those fans from Romania who are cluing into tonight's program, because we're going to be talking about some amazing, amazing discoveries in Romania. And as well, touching upon Egyptian healing rods and lots of other amazing, amazing material that's not going to be in any mainstream newspaper. And for those new to ET Yoga, I'd like to give a suggestion that you might want to get a paper and pencil handy, because there's going to be lots of places given to you to do some further research on some of the topics that will be discussed this evening. And before we get into that material, I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It's therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is, and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that my suggestion is to try and distance yourself as much as humanly possible from mainstream medical. But now, having said that, moving on to tonight's program, especially for those new people listening, ET Yoga. How did ET Yoga come about? Well, ET Yoga came about because of the connection between the ancient knowledge from the yogic masters, and in my particular case, with a personal connection with Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Satchidananda, and also the connection between studying that material and extraterrestrial channeled material over the last 30 years or so. And what I found in my own personal spiritual journey is that that information of extraterrestrial nature really enhances the yogic teachings, and specifically in the area of our extraterrestrial heritage, as well as more specifically with lots of self-empowering techniques, philosophies, and attitudes that all perfectly coincide with yogic teachings. And as you're going to find out this evening, also connected to and proven accurate by much of the current science. And kind of lets me give a thought, I guess, to the whole idea of what I kind of think's happened on the planet over the last 30, 40 years or so. Going back to some of this self-empowering information reminds me of the Seth material by Jane Roberts. And early in the 70s, she came out with some books, and in my point of view, lots of amazing, amazing information. If you haven't checked into the Seth material, highly recommend that. Just giving you some bullet points about some of those concepts of the Seth material. That physical reality arises from consciousness, not the other way around. That we create our own reality. That we are not at the mercy of a disjointed deity or subconscious. We are multidimensional beings, more than our physical bodies. Time and space are dimensional illusions we jointly create, by which we facilitate and tacitly agree to abide. At the core of our being, we reside in a realm in which time and space does not exist. We are, in essence, creative spiritual beings having an earthly experience. the fate of each of us is in our own hands. We have multiple, perhaps infinite, experiences. Problems not faced in this lifetime will be faced in another. We cannot blame God, society, or our parents for misfortune, since before this physical life, we chose the circumstances into which we would be born and the challenges that could best bring about our development. We form physical matter as effortlessly and unself-consciously as we breathe. Telepathically, we are all aware of the mass ideas from which we form our overall conception of physical reality, and also that you create your reality according to your beliefs and expectations. This is all material that came about in the 70s. And many times on ET Yoga, I've asked the audience, email me or contact me in some way through BBS Radio, where my my email is there, or go to my website, www.etyoga.com, and hit the contact button if you've got something to offer with respect to material that's connected to these ideas that happened before then, because so far I haven't been able to find anything in that realm. And this Seth material, of course, has been expanded, and in my opinion, probably good reason for that, in that more and more people are starting to be able to resonate with a lot of those ideas. And previous to that, not so much. And if I think about science courses that I took when I was growing up, I remember that the frequency of the Earth was 7.8 megahertz. That's called the Schumann frequency. And if you go and research that now, you'll find, as I have, that it's somewhere over 12. Haven't found the most current diagnostic on that. But obviously, the frequency of the Earth changed a lot over this last 40-year span. And I think also we're now actually in a different time and space frequency in the universe, and that other multiple dimensions are readily available to us. And one of the signposts, as pointed out by Merlin the Magician, is that a good way to judge whether or not you're functioning in 3D all the time or if you're functioning in 4 or 5D, one of the signposts is when you start to realize that you do create your own reality. In other words, there's, as a general descriptor here, we could talk about people who believe that everything is just happening by accident, and that their thoughts and their beliefs, their definitions and their emotions don't have any impact on the outer world that they experience. And if you believe that, well, then that's your beliefs, because all beliefs are equally valid. But on the other hand, the truth is, and millions of people are waking up to it, that thought creates. And that's actually been a theme of lots of Pleiadian information. And I would refer our listeners to a book called Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. And I would highly, highly recommend that for anyone who wants to begin to start to research some of the information with respect to extraterrestrial channeled sourcing. And she also has another book out called Self-Empowerment that I would also highly recommend. And so this concept that thought creates is more in line with the truth, and to a further extent, to the point where our thoughts, our beliefs, our definitions, our emotions actually create a mirror image in our outer reality, the one that we experience. And in point of fact, you can't experience anything unless you're a frequency match for it. So this is another way to say that thought creates, or saying that beliefs create, or that you need to be a frequency match for that which you experience. if you're not a frequency match for it, it's almost like it's invisible for you because you're not vibrating, you're not attracting that vibratory frequency. It's been most commonly called the law of attraction, and of course, many people have enjoyed seeing the presentation of The Secret. That's the video program that many people have talked about, and a lot of it does relate a lot to this concept as well. And of course, our good friend Bashar. And if you're new to ET Yoga and you haven't heard about Bashar, Bashar is an extraterrestrial presence being channeled through Daryl Anka. And his website is www.bashar.org, B-A-S-H-A-R, Bashar. In my opinion, Bashar is one of the most accurate sources of information existing on the planet. And like ET Yoga, doesn't try to push the belief onto the listeners that there's such a thing as extraterrestrials, because the point is not about whether there's extraterrestrials. The point is the information being given, is it helpful to you or not? Does it resonate as true? And this obviously involves discernment. And similarly, Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, doesn't spend hardly any time trying to convince people that Bashar is extraterrestrial, because it's not about proving that. It's about the information. And Bashar has been giving information that was, in fact, there's nothing new in the whole program of The Secret that Bashar hasn't brought out and has been bringing out for about the last 25 or 30 years. So it's not new information to Bashar fans. It's just new information for the public, because the public is starting to resonate with that type of information. And this whole concept of belief. This is central to the whole idea about ET and ET yoga. And a lot of people say, how do you do, or how can the ETs do yoga? Okay, we're talking about the real yoga here. We're talking about, the yogic masters. They weren't just teaching hatha yoga or the postures to help you out with your health. They were talking about a system, a scientific system to become enlightened. To achieve a higher level of consciousness and maintain it. And this is what the ancient teachings were about, and they did an amazing job over the course of thousands of years with a lot of these teachings coming down from ancient Vedic knowledge from India. And they were very, very successful. However, I believe in the last 30 or 40 years, because of the nature of the frequency vibration and the numbers of people on this planet that are able to resonate with much self-empowering information, that we're now being taught that as well. And that's not so much from the yogic traditions. And in my point of view, it's an enhancement of those teachings, but perfectly coincides with them. And thus, the real yoga really means union of you and your higher self. Although most people in the West think of yoga as the class you take that teaches you the pranayams or the breathing and the asanas or the physical postures. That's a particular branch of yoga, and a very, very good thing to be doing with respect to helping to keep a flexible spine and oxygenating your system and helping to keep the body in good health. And it also includes yoga cleansing, and as well as recommending a vegetarian diet. So very useful, but in the ET information helps you to attain that oneness with your higher self, thus the connection between ET and yoga. And another connection here, I guess, between ET and yoga from, let's say, crystal links, is that finding objects and places such as the Holy Grail, the Ark of the Covenant, the Akashic Records, Shambhala, Atlantis, etc., is about the quest to find sacred knowledge, the keys that we can use to unlock the truth about reality. And this is another thing that is a big topic on ET Yoga, the truth about reality. Truth is, there is no objective reality. There is the idea of a consensus reality. Reality is basically the experience. And it's also been shown that it's the emotional energy that we project out into the morphogenic field that determines our version of reality. And scientifically now, this has been backed up by the research finding the neural center in the heart, sometimes called the brain in the heart, which emits a frequency 5,000 times stronger than the brain with respect to magnetics, and extends out from the body at least about 10 feet, and also perfectly coincides with one of Bashar's concepts, that outer circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters, not to minimize the importance of what's going on outside of you, but to show that the focus is more about your state of being, your emotional frequency, the frequency that you're putting out emotionally. And we've gone into many techniques on ET Yoga. If you're looking for lots of information with respect to reality creation, for example, you can go into the recent archives for ET Yoga. You can find them easily by going to www.etyoga.com, hitting the radio archives button, and do some browsing. Certainly, for people who believe that their thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and emotions create the outer reality, gives rise to the fact that you may want to tinker with that concept and start creating things or attracting them into your physical reality. And this is the whole point, that if you don't believe that's possible, then you are probably not going to be doing those things. So knowing of the possibility is definitely a first step, and that all centers around belief. And further, at the Crystal Links, they say the questions like, who are you? Why are you here? What's your soul's purpose? And they give the answer that we exist in a consciousness hologram, a biogenetic experiment in linear time and emotion created by electromagnetic grids through which we virtually experience. And isn't it interesting to note that one of the top scientists now, Greg Braden, he's a guy I really like listening to. It's G-R-E-G-G and Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N. Greg Braden postulates that in the quantum physics research of late, it's been proven that we basically function in a consciousness hologram. And the energy is consciousness, and like every computer program, the language of used so that we can function in the computer program is belief. That's the language of interpretation, belief. It boils down to simple terms, what you believe is. And I a lot of times refer to the concept of the placebo effect in the medical field as an example of how that works. And more research needs to be done, because it's not just true in that field, but it's true in everything you do. What you believe is what you are most likely to experience. So this is, they're connected totally, the whole concept. And another thing that's, I think, important to note is that how we actually come or arrive at our beliefs. And probably, unfortunately, many people derive too much of their information from mainstream media, not doing the proper research themselves in a variety or a host of topics. It just amazes me that in North America we have such concepts such as fear of the sun, for example. To me, this is our spiritual father. Sunshine is so relevant to good health. It's the producer of vitamin D in the system, and it's now been shown that vitamin D is the trigger to the whole immune system. It's so vital to our health, and if you're looking to protect yourself from the sun or from sunburn, for example, the best thing to do would be use the oils. You know, there are many, many oils like argan oil, sesame oil, olive oil that you can mix with water, and that they work fabulously. Do the research. Check it out. The majority of sunscreens actually help promote cancer. Do the research, and you'll come to that conclusion. There was even a paper presented by the FDA that actually brought this out as well, and that was like probably 15 years ago now. Just wasn't really made public. This is the whole point here, is that someone recently recommended that I follow a person whose name was Penny, and I checked some of her work out, and she states that we're not having a media problem. We're having a problem with illusion versus the truth. And it's no wonder that so many people are now turning away from mainstream media. Some of these concepts that are out in our society are just, they're outrageous. I mean, if we're looking at connections between, let's say, the number of autistic children in modern times here, we're talking about, used to be 1 in 25,000, it's now something like 1 in 15, and the information we get in the mainstream media still recommends that all these vaccines for our kids, when we know that, for example, in the Amish community of 100,000 children, they have a hard time finding a case of autism because they don't take immunization shots. Do the research, figure it out. You know, see what the real you know, the real truth is about that situation. There's been many concepts that that we have in especially in North America that are just mind-boggling to me. We're told you know, outrageous concepts such as vegetarian diet, about how we need meat for protein. No, you don't need meat for protein. Want to go to an amazing show that talks about that? I would suggest go to Michael Clapper. Video actually that's about the effect of animal fats on the human body. And he also goes into specifics on this whole concept about protein and what we need. That's an excellent, excellent video. You know, we're fed so much information that's just not so. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, buy into a lot of these concepts, and yet sometimes we get amazing, amazing discoveries that they don't reach the table. And one of the most amazing ones that I've seen recently was, and I quote on this one, evidence that the human body is a projection of consciousness. That's evidence the human body is a projection of consciousness. Amazing information that's just come out that we actually phase in and out of existence, the physical body, you know, not noticeable to the naked eye, but happening nonetheless. Incredible, incredible stuff. In fact, we're told, you know, to believe things without really justification. There used to be such a thing as journalism ethics, where investigative journalism would need to be shown facts before just a political spin was put on a certain event or a situation. And basically, you know, this is how we interpret our experience in reality. Two children growing up in the same family, or two people experiencing the same event, when talked about years later, What's the difference between the two experiences? Well, it primarily comes down to what you choose to focus on and the spin that you put on it. So if you're putting out negative spin, or you're putting out your version of what you want, for example, in mainstream media, without doing any research, well, to me, this isn't appropriate. In fact, you know, sometimes there's some amazing faux pas that happen in mainstream media. One of them was happened during the 9/11 catastrophes. A lot of Americans aren't even aware there were three buildings that fell, not two. And there's an excellent video out there called Conspiracy Theory No More video of the building number 7 collapse, and this is where the BBC announces building 7 collapse 20 minutes before it happened. Yeah, you got that one straight, 20 minutes before it happened. And you can actually go on the internet right now and look up that situation under, I looked it up under Conspiracy Theory No More. Video of BBC announcing Building 7 collapse 20 minutes before it happens. And there you see the reporter going with giving us the news about the building collapsing, and in the background, actually, of her presentation, the building's still there. I guess she kind of goofed up there and gave the news out a little bit before it happened. Well, I'm going to let you do the math on that one. I don't want to go there much further, but I guess the point is taken. That when you're having a big influence on society and you're putting out information, you know, people really, you need to do the research. And one recently I saw there was a large crop circle in Germany that showed up this last week, and I looked at some of the comments that people made, and I really had a good chuckle because of how many people just are so ignorant of the facts about real crop circles. I mean, there's never been a duplicated real crop circle because the false ones aren't able to bend the plants at these amazing angles without breaking them, as well as the radiation emitting from the crop circles themselves and the emotional feelings also that are connected with these images. And I know years ago there used to be programs with Janosch, J-A-N-O-S-H, Janosch art was actually crop circle art, and they actually were animated crop circles that you could watch as meditations. And actually was product of the year, I think, back in 2007 on the internet. But amazing, amazing things, these crop circles. And in my opinion, three sources of them. They come from the inner earth. They come from ascended masters, and they come from extraterrestrial intelligence, creating the legitimate ones, at least. And yes, there are some copies. But under this whole subject about amazing discoveries, I believe that there's a couple of the most amazing discoveries on the planet have not reached mainstream media. And one of those is the find in Romania. And interestingly enough, that there's a Romanian find there, actually, of an extraterrestrial base that's under the rock sphinx in Buzău, Romania. And I have some personal connection, actually, to this whole event in a way. Because I was actually in Romania for about a 4 or 5 year period, and I was there when this story broke out. And it was actually covered on television initially. And then all of a sudden what you saw was somebody came in and phoned into the television station. It was an interactive program, and threatened the television station to basically shut up and quit giving information about this. And you can still see that today. I mean, you can actually look up this subject, and as we go along tonight, I'll tell you exactly where you can find that. And if you're Romanian, you can actually hear the whole report. It's not translated in English, but the threatening part is translated, and it's on YouTube. You can find it as we speak. It was also interesting that I'd be eating at a restaurant in Brașov, Romania, and people from the government office there and the mayor's office locally were discussing the whole situation at a table next to me. Couldn't help but overhear. I have been to the Rock Sphinx personally, although, you know, when I talked about this on Unicus Radio, someone asked if, you know, you could go there and actually see this underground base. Well, of course, no, you can't. You can take like a cable car all the way up to the Rock Sphinx, and you can go all over and take pictures and all that kind of thing. It's an amazing area, amazing mountain structure there. But no, you're not going to be led to where the entrance is to where this holographic history actually of the of Earth, of the human race, has been discovered there. And there's actually there's a couple of books out about it as well. One's called Transylvania Sunrise, the other called Transylvania Moonrise. And this Romanian find under the Sphinx in Buzău, in the introduction to a book called The Secret Parchment, it says that after this mysterious holographic chamber was discovered beneath the Romanian Sphinx in 2003, an ancient parchment surfaced in the highest mountains of Tibet and was placed in the care of Radu Sinemar so that it could be translated and shared with the world. While the parchment presents five invaluable techniques for spiritual advancement, its very presence in the world has ignited a series of quantum events extending from Jupiter's moon Europa and reaching all the way to the Antarctic and Mount McKinley and Transylvania. And this includes an intelligence war and a successful attempt to undermine the structure of Department Zero, which apparently is the Romanian Secret Service. And in this preface to the book, it says that the ancient Romanian legend comes alive as subterranean solid gold tunnels extending miles into the Transylvanian underground are revealed to facilitate superconsciousness as well as lead to the nexus of the inner earth where, and they quote, all the worlds unite. And I think this is pretty fascinating stuff here. The book called The Secret Parchment also states that between 10,000 B.C. and now that the oldest civilization was in Romania. Well, I'm sure if you talk to Romanians and ask them about that, I'm pretty sure they never heard about it. And this is interesting because this conclusion was also reached by research teams from Cambridge University. And wow, I mean, the population remained in Transylvania from between 9 to 10,000 B.C. And 3,000 B.C., and there was also discovered in Transylvania called the Tataria Tablets. That's T-A-T-A-R-I-A. The Tataria Tablets were discovered in Romania and have now been shown to be pre-Sumerian. And I'm not going to go into the effect of the Jupiter's moon thing and Antarctica and whatever. It deals with a kind of a side to this whole subject in that apparently a bunch of ice melted in Antarctic and some technology surfaced and it's emitting energy transmissions to Jupiter's moons on Europa and nobody seems to know why, and there's not really much else to say about that. But the Cambridge University conclusions are that the origins of the Aryans was in Transylvania from the Carpathians towards Hungary, Austria, and up to Bohemia. And the Cambridge theory fully supports the primordiality of the Carpathian area. Even the name Ardeal, A-R-D-E-A-L, given in their findings, gives indications in this respect. And Ardeal makes a reference to the Ari, the hills of the Ari, which means the area where the ones called Ari originated, and later known as Aryans, And that's where the Aryans came from. In the ancient language, letter inversion is common. So R, A-R, became R-A, Ra. And some researchers stated that they found a population called Romania in the Vedas. And Ra and Ma are primordial roots, Rama. And Ra refers to the light and flowing, as in the Romanian words, Raza and Soare, which mean ray and sun, respectively in English. So amazing connections here now with findings of pre-Sumerian, which is, you know, the oldest alphabet found on the planet right now in Romania, and they're also substantiating a civilization in Romania between 3 and 10,000 B.C. And the five invaluable techniques that were given in the secret parchment and the suggestion that the reader think about or meditate about the specific aspects. And thus, these ideas would act as a kind of a springboard of inspiration for a reader's analysis and guide our steps towards a wider and more mature vision of our lives. Now, the five precepts can be summarized, actually. And one is compassion, that there is divine source of compassion and in this universe. And we need to recognize that and to link up to it. Second, all we are is the result of what we have thought. What you think is what you get. This is also representative of the principle of quantum affinity or the law of affinity. Number three, synchronicity. There are no coincidences. When events or experiences coincide outside the ordinary bounds of probability, this is a meaningful coincidence, and there is an intention behind it. Four, vibration. Everything is connected by vibration. Five, will. Align yourself with your own higher will and the divine source of creation. Now, while the general idea of these precepts might not be new to you, there is an energy that comes with the release of the parchment, according to the authors, and this is Peter Moon stating this, actually, who has helped produce these books, Transylvania Sunrise and Transylvania Moonrise. And these techniques ride along the crest of that wave, and utilizing them in a prescribed order apparently reinforces them. And for more detailed information about this, the new book is called The Secret Parchment by Radu Sinamar, C-I-N-A-M-A-R, with Peter Moon. And I have had some email communication with Peter. Authors Peter Moon and Romanian investigator Radu Sinamar, they tell of the secret chamber in their books. That's Transylvania Sunrise and Transylvania Moonrise. And that was discovered in 2003 beneath the Romanian Sphinx in the Buzej Mountains. And it's said to contain an ancient hall of records. And with vast information in holographic form left by an advanced civilization near three mysterious tunnels leading to the inner earth, Tibet and Giza. Now, isn't it interesting that the tunnels lead to Giza, where we have the Egyptian Sphinx? And, by the way, according to Bashar, in 2010, a hall of records has been uncovered there underneath one of the paws of the Sphinx. And Bashar stated at that time, when asked about if this would become public, and he thought pretty much certain that this was going to come out. And it's been long enough now, so, you know, I've looked on the Internet, and there is some indication that there is a find there, but there's not been any indication about exactly what information. According to Bashar, 50,000-year history of Earth has been discovered. And according to the books, those who built the whole edifice were probably very tall. Otherwise, you could not explain the huge size of all the objects in the projection room. And a confirmation of the giants of Romania can be found actually in a newspaper called coincidentally, the newspaper. And climbing on a specially brought tripod, the table surface can be seen, and they are covered with a film of a dark, glassy material. The film is divided into several large squares by straight lines, forming a kind of grid. And at one table, the subject is biology, and the projected image is of plants and animals, some completely unknown. Tapping in on one of the squares, the hologram shows the structure of the human body. It develops holographic images of various areas of the body that always rotate. Other squares show projections of other beings, other skeletal systems, and by tapping simultaneously two different squares, a complex scientific analysis shows the DNA of both beings and possibilities of compatibility between them. On each side of the room are arranged five huge tables, each one hosting screenings of physics, cosmology, astronomy, architecture, and technology, and an area that features several races of intelligent beings who are apparently not all human. And it also has a section on the field of religion, and it seems like it's a huge library of the universe. According to the book, behind the control panel was a square 3 meters per side in which was placed an amphora, and its content was probably the most important discovery. The amphora contained a very fine white powder. The researchers were dismayed to find out that the substance had an unknown crystalline structure of the monatomic gold, which is very difficult to obtain, especially in a high-purity formula. The gold powder in its pure form greatly stimulates certain waves and energy and exchanges at a cellular and neural level, and that causes an accelerated process of rejuvenation. So theoretically, a man could live in the same physical body for several thousand years, provided he consumed from time to time a well-defined quantity of monatomic gold powder. And regarding the true history of the planet, in the middle of the square is a huge dome which projects a hologram of moving parts, and it contains the main aspects of the very distant past of humanity from its very beginning. According to this information, Darwin's evolutionary theory is therefore completely false. The true origin of man is depicted in a condensed holographic form, and after these lessons of truth, they state that we can say that 90% of the official history of mankind is false and counterfeit. And unbelievable, but what is considered to have reality happened, about how reality happened, is mostly lies, while the myths and the legends of the people are almost all true. And this strange inversion has caused many problems and conflicts between people in our past. Also, most archaeological theories are false. Some fantasies of scholars, such as that of the dinosaurs' extinction theory 65 million years ago, or considering old continents of Lemuria and Atlantis as a myth, are now completely shattered by the holographic projection that shows clearly how things have happened in reality. So, interesting here to note that from time to time, the hologram kept the event's image, but in the background was projected the sky map containing the actual position of all the major stars and constellations of that exact time. And because of this, the exact dating of the events shown in the projection room was possible. Although the time period covered by the projections is very large, and they say several hundred thousand years, and the precession cycle of the Earth is 25,920 years, by observing the number of what they call Plato years, and that's that 25,920-year cycle, the exact dating of events was possible. And the hologram shows sequences of the spiritual lives and missions of other exceptional characters from the very distant past of mankind, of which we don't know anything about. They also state that three tunnels head from the area and are spread over thousands of kilometers in three different areas of the planet. And the left one leads to Egypt, the right one to Tibet Plateau, And in the second tunnel are three secondary ramifications. One leads to a basement in Buzău, that's in Romania, and another to an underground structure in Iraq near Baghdad. And the final one resides underneath the Gobi Plateau in Mongolia. The third tunnel leads to the inner Earth. And there are still videos of the original disclosure that was made on public television in Romania, and you can find them at, I quote, the Buzău Mountains Secrets. And also the threats to that radio station are right there on the video, and that's at the Buzău Mountains Secrets. An interesting place to start. Also, with respect to that, is a lot of amazing, radio shows done by Peter Moon, and you can check those out as well. He goes into a lot more detail than we can in this brief 1 hour ET Yoga show. So, a fascinating find, maybe the most amazing find in the current history of man. I mean, we're talking about an ancient extraterrestrial civilization, and this whole event caused a big brouhaha. I mean, apparently the Vatican freaked out. They sent representatives. The Illuminati sent some of their top people down there. The U.S. government jumped all over Romania. There was all kinds of, apparently the Romanians wanted to make this public, but it all got shut down. So it's an amazing story. I've got a pretty good nose for the truth, and I've spoken quite a bit with Peter Moon as well. And the books are out there, information's out there, and hopefully in time some of this stuff's going to come to light. Although, let's face it, I mean, we're living on a planet that for a long time they pretty much kept the ET subject under wraps. And even now, a lot of people are ridiculed for any, sightings or whatever of extraterrestrial craft, even though a majority of the public, now has their public opinion has changed over the course of time, and most people, believe we are being visited. But the fact is that it's been kept under wraps for a long time because why? Because we're being secretly manipulated behind events. Every single aspect of our society, from religion to politics, education, the medical field, everything is being manipulated from behind the scenes. The monetary structure, everything on the planet's being controlled by a few people, and those few people are connected in certain ways with extraterrestrials, and all of them not very positive. So, connecting this whole idea of the Egyptian Sphinx, I'd like to state that if you don't know about Egyptian healing rods, that this is amazing stuff as well. I mean, we used to think in the old statues that the Egyptians were holding these papyrus scrolls in their hands, but they weren't holding scrolls. They were holding the Egyptian healing rods, and the rods were the tools of the pharaohs that were used to enhance their psychic connections as well as balance their subtle energy systems for overall well-being. And nearly everyone now recognizes that relieving stress, so whether mental or physical, and restoring balance is the key to well-being. So this whole idea of the rods, I would highly recommend Egyptian healing rods. And on that note, I'd like to certainly wish everyone their highest good towards achieving full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And as usual, at the end of ET Yoga, we'd like to present an extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 and side and front and back and side and front and back until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.